Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. For everybody that love me, I think I got 10 haters. For everybody that love me, man. Fuck it, though.
And fuck all you niggas that turn your backs on me. Now you see me on TV with all these racks on me. I'm driving a push button star with no key. I'm blowing the gas, look like I'm about to OD. I'm having my way out here, so fuck the police. All you bitch COs, can you picture me rolling? All you bitch COs, can you picture me rolling? All you bitch COs, can you picture me rolling? Fuck a Draco, I got a 223. I got killers on the roof, but they all in the trees. I'm allergic to bro, I treat it like a disease. They tryna gas me up, like I'm running on E. At least 100 on me, and that's just play money. My nigga went and did his bid and he ain't say nothing. So when he came home, I put him in position. Cause I like the way he rocks, so we been in the trenches. Finally made it to the top, cause we handled the business. Now I'm having dinner with a table full of winners. Bitch, I'm going that way, that's my destination. Real street niggas don't let you know they location. Cause it might be a setup, that's why I'm staying ahead of the game. These niggas will leave you in the rain with no umbrella. It might be your family, Henry Hill and Goodfellas. I do an acapella, that's a solo hit. 3D 24K, that's who I'm rolling with. Man, fuck all you niggas that turn your backs on me. Now you see me on TV with all these racks on me. I'm driving a push button star with no key. I'm blowing the gas, feel like I'm about to OD. I'm having my way out here, so fuck the police. All you bitch COs, can you picture me rolling? All you bitch COs, can you picture me rolling? All you bitch COs, can you picture me?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode. The Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. And, of course, we bring you nothing but the rawest, the dopest MCs, artists, independent labels in the world. We are live with one of the dopest trap rappers, Money-Making Mitch, the homeboy, 3D24K record label representative, Real Nigga Hall of Fame. What's going on, J-Rock?
What's going on with your cars? It's cooling in the building, man.
Dog, I really appreciate you taking out time to, you know, from recording the album and everything to speak with us about the new single Pull Up and everything you got going on over there. Before we get into everything, go ahead and introduce yourself properly.
Yeah, okay, Carl. I appreciate you for having me too, man. It's your boy, man, J-Rock, 3D24, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, Real Nigga Hall of Fame representative. 3D24K, that's me all day, every day. That's my label, that's my life, that's my brand, that's me.
Right. All right, for those who don't know, J-Rock 3D just dropped the income tax anthem of the year called Pull Up. Which we about to get
already
into, which you about to get into in a little second. Before we get into it though, just want to touch base with, you know, your upbringing in the game. You know, give people that backstory about like where you came from, why, you know, you say the things you say in your lyrics, so that they know, you know, what the future is gonna hold. So as far as like MCing, like rapping, recording, being an artist, how long has that been going on?
Oh, man, it actually been going on since I've been like, as I was just actually telling my friend, M.Dot over here, it started when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, listening to LL Cool J, I Need Love, walking around with boomboxing and stuff. So, you know, hey, I remember my daddy bought my first radio, so, you know, we just used to try to freestyle up a beat. And then it just, you know, kept going. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but, you know, as the years kept going on, you know, my brother had met Pastor Troy, and, you know, and he kind of, like, rekindled the flame with me rapping because he was like, he needed some raps, you know, so they for the raps that they was doing and for the different, you know, like concerts. So I was writing rhymes and sending them to my brother when he linked up with Pastor Troy. So Actually, I got back into the gang through my brother. But, you know, I happened to be incarcerated. So, you know, a situation happened and he passed away. So I tried to, you know, just carry out his dream when I got out. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
True. Appreciate it.
So he was, so your brother was kind of like a big inspiration for you to step foot in the game?
No doubt. I mean, if you look in the back of Pastor Troy's first couple albums, you'll see my brother's name in the back, and name was BJ. Yeah, so I, you know, that was my inspiration to try to carry on the torch for him.
So how did being down, you had touched briefly on your prison stint. How did being down kind of like motivate you for when you got out, and what aspects did you take from being inside to your grind and your hunger and determination towards your career?
Okay, well, you know, actually, you know, you have a lot of time on your hands when you're on the inside, so, you know, so really to kind of like have a way to like vent if you're feeling in like a positive manner, and you know, all of that energy, I just, you know, you sit in my cell and just, you know, really paint pictures on the paper with my words, just as, you know, as a way to like kind of release some of the feelings and some of the feelings I had pent up inside.
Kind of like therapy.
Say that again.
Said kind of like therapy.
No doubt. Yeah, it was therapeutic. You know, it also helped me pass time, and it, you know, it helped keep me, you know, out of trouble and probably indulging in some things that I shouldn't have. And it also, you know, it also gave me motivation because, you know, being on the inside, guys used to actually get down and rap about a whole lot. You know, that's like a common thing on the inside. I mean, you have guys just make pull up and start beating on their chest or a window or anything and get a nice tempo going and get a crowd around, and, you know, guys do they latest, hottest singles, or they just battle rap against each other. So, you know, that's a big thing in Georgia prison.
All right, so kind of like practice and just planning for the future so that when you get out, you can come out bigger, better, stronger than ever. Man, Joe, so as far as like fast forward to now, 2019, you pulling up with hot new singles and everything. How did this pull up come about? Like, if you can reminisce about coming up with the concept, getting the beat, you know, going in the studio and dropping it, just take us behind the scenes a little bit.
Well, actually, I really was just like out here freelancing in the streets. So, you know, just living life, rock star lifestyle type thing going on. And then, you know, with encouragement of B. Lee Brooks and some more people around me, I was led right to the studio. So, you know, this and the pull-up came about because, like, you know, for the past couple of years, you know, I've been dealing with some, you know, some thoughts or dusty foots, whatever you call them. And, you know, I actually been looking out for them, you know. So, I mean,
right.
I was in better positions than all of them, but, you know, it's like I found throughout my experience a lot of them, you know, they play roles when they need help. So, you know, they play their role, but it seemed like every time each one of them got a check, either they lied about receiving the check, or they lied about how much they got back, or they, you know, they just got brand new. So, you know, they got a little more bold with how they were feeling and
right. Everything.
So we
change all up.
Exactly. So I felt like I need to, you know, address it. Yeah, even the chick on the intro. That's why I put on the intro. She went on. To be honest, you
man,
know,
this is like on. This is like of course income tax anthem of the year, but it's sort of like a hood love story too, man. Cause you talking about pulling up on their moms, pulling up on the dead.
No doubt, man. Hey, you gotta pull up on the mom. I wanna know what she get.
I'm in love with your daughter. Might just pull up.
Wait, I'm talking about who raised you? I need to know. Let me meet her. See what's going on.
Hey, we want to go ahead and rock out a little bit to that thing. Go ahead and introduce the song. We're gonna play it live and then come back and rap more about it.
Okay, well, the song we're about to play is called "Pull Up" by J-Raw 3D. Y'all check it out. It's hilariously funny, real life
True.
Experience.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Hey, what's up, little baby? You just got your Tesla. Let me borrow a rack so I can flip it.
You got me fucked up.
She said, I'm not that type of girl. So I said, what type of girl are you? Get your little income taxes. And now you want to act brand new. You ain't no different from the rest. It ain't no S-Cos test. Just keep it 1,000 with me. And then I'll be impressed. I might just walk you down the altar. Look at all the shit I bought you. Might just pull up on your mama and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Might just pull up on your daddy and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter. I ain't never met a girl that can make me feel this way. And I ain't never met a girl that always makes sure her nigga straight. That's why I fuck her like I love her. I even took her to meet my mother. The first time that we did, I told her I ain't about to use no rubber. I beat a nigga ass by mine. Just like T-Pain implies. So get the fuck out her inbox. Telling all the lame ass lies. She know she fucking with a boss. We done came up like the Anna Ross. I feel like I'm from the future. Cause I got too much sauce. I don't know if it's me or my bitch, but they be watching us like a hoe. She like when I hit it from the back, but she go crazy when I eat that pussy. I'll take you all around the world, look, baby, just find a flight and book it. You ain't fucking with a broke nigga. I ain't a rapper, I'm a dope dealer. Most of these hoes be counterfeit, and that's why I don't feel them. She said, I'm not that type of girl. So I said, what type of girl are you? Get your little income taxes. And now you wanna act brand new. You ain't no different from the rest. It ain't no S-Cos test. Just keep it 1,000 with me. And then I'll be impressed. I might just walk you down the altar. Look at all the shit I bought you. Might just pull up on your mama and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Might just pull up on your daddy and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter. I done been breaking bread all year. Now I'm trying to get me some get back. She don't know how to act with a check. Every day she having a kickback. 36-inch bundle. Now she talking like the head honcho. But it was just yesterday when you asked me to pay your condo. You's a slimy asshole. Now I ain't buying you shit no more. You gon' be sucking a whole lot of dick as soon as your ass go broke. Cause I'm not your regular nigga. I make more than six figures. And I don't really play no games. But I will prank a gold digger. Be watching her ass jigger. Hypnotize when I reconsider. I can't do little baby like that. Fuck it, blow the whole income tax. Cause I got $1 million recipe. You know I'ma get it right back. But all year round, a nigga hate you down. Got your little shit, now you stepping out of bounds. I'ma treat this like a flagrant foul. I was just thinking about walking down the aisle. I call your mama and your daddy. Tell them I'm throwing in the towel. She said, I'm not that type of girl. So I said, what type of girl are you? Get your little income taxes. And now you wanna act brand new. You ain't no different from the rest. It ain't no S-Cos test. Just keep it 1,000 with me. And then I'll be impressed. I might just walk you down the altar. Look at all the shit I bought you. Might just pull up on your mama and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Might just pull up on your daddy and tell her I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, I'm in love with your daughter.
I'm in love with your daughter. Hey. Hey, that right there was J-Rock 3D with the new anthem, Pull Up. I might just pull up on your mama. I'm in love with your daughter. Hey, man, y'all.
Okay, yeah. Man.
Hey, man. So this is a standout single off of the new upcoming album called Money Making Mitch. All right. So let people know what they may here once they get this money making Mitch? Like, what's the direction of the project?
Oh man, the direction of the project is actually to go in all directions. Believe it or not, it's meant to be diversified. Like that song right there, it was meant to be like, you know, funny like. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though it was a reflection of my reality, it was meant to be, you know, in a funny punchline type way.
Right.
Like, you know, it's going to be songs where, you know, going to be more heartfelt that come from a level of where you can feel my pain, you know, in the song. And then you're going to have a song that's just meant to show my, like, lyrical ability. And then, you know, you're just going to have, like, I got songs speaking of, like, experiences of me and my mother. And, you know, it's just, like I say, just a whole diversified album, intentionally diversified, you know, showing, like, rapping different ways or a little harmonizing here and there, you know.
I'm sure you got some trap anthems on there, too, because, like, some hustler anthems, because Money Making Mitch, you know, of course, that comes from the movie Paid in Full. I forgot the man's name. It's not Omar Epps.
Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer, yeah. Money Making Mitch.
Yep.
So I'm sure we'll hear some of that trap, good old trap.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I got trap anthems on there. Believe me, this album is gonna be different, and I'm not just saying that just to say that. I'm talking about it's gonna be different. It's gonna be full of surprises. It's not gonna be what you think. I mean, even got like more like rock and roll type rap on there, all type of stuff.
Oh, sure. Right, so
yeah.
Look out for the unexpected over here on this Money Making Mitch. Now you got a release date as of yet, or maybe like a time frame on it?
Exactly, March the 30th. March the 30th is going down Hiroshima. No doubt.
Gonna come with a bomb. March the 30th, right?
Exactly. It ain't gonna be Pearl Harbor. All right.
So now you had a classic project that you had already released that's coming back. You're gonna drop it again. Real Nigga Hall of Fame, right?
Exactly. Yup. Before I went and did my last bit, I had dropped the Real Nigga Hall of Fame, but you know it was out maybe like 2 weeks before I had an unfortunate incident.
So you didn't get to push it like it meant to be been pushed.
Exactly. But you know it was still in like high demand throughout my bid. And when I, you know, came back, the small audience of people that heard it, you know, they still, you know, want to know where could they get copies and how could they hear it and stuff.
Right. Oh, that's dope, man. So people still check in for you while you down. That's what's up.
And you know, when I was down, I was fortunate enough. No doubt. When I was down, I was fortunate enough to have a cell phone. So I used to have, like, contests. Like, anybody that could name, like, four of my singles, you know, I might send them, like, $100 from prison or something. I was trying to keep it going.
That's what's up. All right, so when are you dropping that?
Oh, the same day.
Oh,
yeah,
March 30th is really going down.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Also, up to my, it's a double release party with, you know, like my brother B. Lee, because, you know, that's somebody who, you know, that's the guy I wrote Money Making Mitch with.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what is going to be? Is this in Georgia?
Yes, sir. It's going to start in Georgia, and then hey, I ain't going to tell you where it's going to end up at, man. I'm just saying, that's where it's going to start. We might end up in Pluto somewhere, though. So it's all over. It should be a talk. So Because, hey, I'm talking March Madness, about to be phenomenal. I don't even want to talk about it. I want to show and prove.
Right. All right, so as far as, like, we talked about your past, you know, got some background, what you got going on right now. Of course, March 30th is going to be huge. As far as the future, what does the future hold for 3D24K Records?
Oh, man. Well, right now, once I, you know, like, lay down the foundation, you know, break the ice and get established, you know, trying to see can I bring out a little more hometown talent, you know what I'm saying, a gospel flavor to the, you know, to the rap world. You know, try to introduce more rappers from my hometown into the, you know, on the rap scene, because it's really not many right now. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able, you know, that's my next project.
Add some artists to the roster and make it bigger.
Exactly. You know, and you know how everywhere, like, have, like, a established sound in the game? Like New York, you kind of expect, you could kind of, like, you know, when you hear, like, New York rappers, you know, they kind of sound a certain way. When you hear West
right.
Coast rappers, you know, they got their own sound. You know, identifiable sound, like New Orleans rappers. You know, they
right,
have
right.
a kind of identifiable sound. And then Miami rappers, so, you know, Augusta, I'm trying to create Augusta sounds. They're like Atlanta rappers got an Atlanta-type sound. So, trying to see can we get an Augusta sound going, introduce the world to Augusta sound. We got something to say, too, though. Down here in this little ratchet town. yeah, we got something to say too, though. They just ain't really getting a chance, that's all.
Hey, brother, I really appreciate you coming on, man, speaking with me. I know you got a lot going on, and the music is dope. I want to give you, before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor to say whatever you want to say, to shout out. You know, whoever you want to shout out or tell us about anything else you got coming up, about 60 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to say shout out to everybody that been supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Just keep supporting and just y'all get ready for this album. The drop, it's going to be dope. I'm getting ready to drop a new video in 2 weeks called Trip Me Out the Streets. So, you know, got a couple projects coming up. Y'all just stay tuned. And all my supporters just keep supporting. And we going to make it.
There you have it. Hey, hats off to the artists who make all this dope music for us to rock out to while we at work, at the crib, at the gym, in the club, parking lot pimping, what have you. And I really, really, really appreciate you taking time out, like I said, to speak with us. Make sure y'all support great music. The video pull-up is out there right now on YouTube. Make sure you support that. Go and check it out because you're going to have fun watching it and listening to it. And while you're doing that, also make sure you add the man, J-Rock3D, on IG, Big Hank J-Rock. All right, and also on Facebook, and follow the whole movement, 3D24K. He's looking to get bigger and actually put on for the city of Augusta, so definitely follow that movement. And hats off to you once again, brother.
Appreciate it, Carby. That's
all
what's
right,
going
all
on.
Right.
Next big thing is the civil rights movement.
Say it one more time.
I say this is going to be the next big thing since the civil rights movement. It's
all
both.
Right, Black Wall Street.
Y'all already. On the Ground Railroad.
All right, y'all.
Tell the plug we come to Mexico. All right.
All right, so for those who don't know, haven't went ahead and followed USA Blog Network as of yet, at USA Blog Network across all social media platforms. It's been another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series. We keep on bringing heat. We keep on bringing dope, underground, independent entrepreneurs who are really doing their thing on the grind all the time. So just stay tuned with us. All right. Until next time, y'all. Salute. Peace. Gratitude and respect.
Hey, what's up, little baby? You just got your tested. Let me borrow a rack so I can flip it. She said, I'm not that type of girl. So I said, what type of girl are you? Get your little income taxes. And now you want to add brand new. You ain't no different from the rest. It ain't no extra cost test. Just keep it 1,000 with me. And then I'll be impressed. I might just walk you down the altar. Look at all the shit I bought. You might just pull up on your mama and tell her I'm in love with you.